Ralphie Radio Show. You know, it is not Friday. We're not getting down on Friday. It's Thursday. But believe it or not, Rebecca Black is back in the headlines. Why? We'll find out right now and head out to Hollywood. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman joins me on the Ralphie Radio Show. And Jill, why are people talking about Rebecca Black these days?
Oh, poor Rebecca Black. She's no stranger to criticism, of course, with her video for Friday going viral, but getting nearly 700,000 dislikes. So
wow.
More dislikes than likes. But she's back in the news because she is basically endorsing a Mexican presidential candidate, and people are saying, what do you have to do with politics, and why are you doing this? Is this a favor for your family? But she did put out a video, and her mother is basically translating to Spanish, so she doesn't speak Spanish, but her mother does, and she says she thinks kids should get involved in politics and be aware of what's going on, but people are saying, we don't buy it. What are you really doing this for?
Yeah, and it's weird that it's not even like it's an American presidential candidate. She's supporting a candidate down in Mexico.
Exactly, and she also talked about how she has a lot of family there. She has more family there than in the U.S. So this girl's 14 years old. We have to remember that. I just had her in studio a couple of weeks ago and asked her about how she handles all the criticism and the haters, and she said, I just don't pay attention. You just have to kind of deal with it and not let it get to you. So we all have to remember she's just a kid.
Yeah, tough to ignore all of that criticism too, especially when, like you said, there's 700,000 dislikes on that music video for Friday, but, you know, hey, best of luck to her. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman on the Ralphie Radio Show. Somebody that looks about as young as Rebecca Black, but is actually our age, Jill, is Carly Rae Jepsen, and she's getting ready to head out on tour this fall with the Biebs, right?
She is. Now, talk about the hottest ticket in town. She's going out on the Believe tour with the Biebs. Call Me Baby, of course, has sold 2 million copies and 80 million views on Vevo, so she's not doing so bad. I was just in the Midwest, and I gotta say, every other song, every time I turned the station, it was Call Me Maybe. So people are really loving it. It's gonna be the summer anthem, but this tour will obviously do very well, and people are going to love it. Carly Rae Jepsen, of course, discovered basically by Justin Bieber and then signed on with his management. Of course, Scooter Braun and Justin Bieber signed her, so
right.
Now she's going on tour. It's only going to pick up for her from here.
All Canadian, everything, 44 dates across North America for Justin Bieber and Carly Rae Jepsen. Carly, by the way, was just on the Ralphie Radio Show last night. You can check out that interview, keyword Ralphie, with the Ralphie Radio Show blog on our website. Entertainment reporter Jill Wilderman with the 411. Have a great weekend, Jill. Thanks so much.
You got it.